This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has asserted that the abeyance of the Indus Water Treaty will greatly benefit the farmers of Jammu and Kashmir, Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab and some parts of Himachal Pradesh. The minister said this while interacting with different groups of farmers in New Delhi from across the country. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that a comprehensive strategy on the utilization of this water will be made in the future to ensure maximum benefit for all.
बगलिहार एक परियोजना है जिसे पाकिस्तान गाद नहीं निकालने दे रहा था हमें मिट्टी जमा हो जाती बांध भर जाते हैं इसी समझौते का बहाना बना के लेकिन अब सलाल बांध और बगलिहार बांध दोनों से पानी निकाल के हमने गाद निकालने का काम शुरू कर दिया पाक धारदागिरी करता था सिंधु जल समझौता है गाद भी नहीं निकालने देंगे अब गाद तो क्या एक बूंद नहीं छोड़ेंगे हमारे चार पांच राज्य हैं जम्मू कश्मीर से लेके राजस्थान हरियाणा पंजाब हिमाचल का भी कुछ हिस्सा आएगा सारी संभावनाओं पर विचार करके और कैसे भारत के किसानों के हक में हित में इस पानी का उपयोग किया जाए उसकी योजना बनाई जाएगी
Addressing a press conference, Mr. Chauhan said that a nationwide campaign Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan will be launched on the 29th of this month and will continue until the 12th of June. The campaign aims to create awareness among farmers about modern technology and new seed varieties. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri briefed the Parliamentary Standing Committee on the current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. He briefed the committee headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor regarding Operation Sindoor and subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. This was the first time a top government official briefed a parliamentary panel on foreign policy developments after the Pahalgam terror attack and India's retaliatory action against terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched the new Overseas Citizen of India OCI portal in New Delhi yesterday. The new portal will provide enhanced functionality, advanced security and a user-friendly experience for the existing over 5 million OCI cardholders and new users. On this occasion, the Home Minister said that India is continuously striving to provide world-class immigration facilities to the OCI cardholders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the new Overseas Citizen of India portal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that with enhanced features and improved functionality, this new OCI portal marks a major step forward in boosting citizen-friendly digital governance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with Dutch Foreign Affairs Minister Casper Welkamp in The Hague, Netherlands. In a social media post, Dr. S. Jaishankar said that he had wide-ranging discussions on deepening the bilateral partnership of both the countries and engagement with the European Union. He also appreciated Netherlands' strong condemnation of the Pahalgam attack and support for zero tolerance against terrorism. The External Affairs Minister reached The Hague on the first leg of his three-nation visit to Netherlands, Denmark and Germany. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a three-day visit to Goa from today. During the visit, Mr. Dhankar will visit Mormugao Port tomorrow, where he will dedicate new projects of the port to the country and interact with the senior officers and staff of the Mormugao Port Authority. The Vice President will also interact with senior officers of the Indian Coast Guard on board a Coast Guard vessel at the port. Veteran NCP leader and Samta Parishad founder Chagan Bhujbal will be inducted into the Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis-led Council of Ministers at the swearing-in ceremony being organised today. Bhujbal confirmed his induction in the ministry. Bhujbal's entry into the cabinet was cleared by Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and it was formally conveyed to him that he would take the oath today. U.S. President Donald Trump announced that Russia and Ukraine will begin direct negotiations for a ceasefire and possible end to the war. Following a two-hour phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Trump said the conversation was positive and both sides are ready to talk. After the call, Trump informed key world leaders, including Ukraine's President Zelensky, EU leaders and others. The Vatican, led by newly elected Pope Leo XIV, has offered to host the talks. Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia inaugurated the first-ever Khelo India Beach Games at Gogla Beach in the Union Territory of Diu. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Mandavia said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several steps have been taken to promote the sports in the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.